I'll just tell you who the next few people are. It'll be Andy Sadler, and Andy, you can come up now. Woody Carpinella, Steve Paveo, if he's here. Steve Paveo in the house? Okay, he's not in the house. So it'll be Andy Sadler, Woody Carpinella, then Chris Spamer, Rick Quimby, and Ergo Canto, I think we'll have time for. Okay, so Andy Sadler was at our open mic at the Emerson Umbrella last night, and he does wonderful Welsh songs, a cappella, gets us singing. He's really great. Please welcome Andy Sadler.
I can't hear me. So now I can. Okay. So it's St. Patrick's night, right? So it should be an Irish song, right? Don't know any Irish songs, do I? I'm kind of new at this. I only have like three or four songs. So, but on the upside, I'm going to sing a Welsh song. And the Welsh are just the Irish that couldn't swim when the Romans came. So, so this song is a song by a favorite songwriter of mine, by the name of Max Boyce. Max is an ex-miner, folk singer from the Welsh Valleys, sings a lot of songs about Welsh culture and a lot about rugby. So it's even more appropriate I should sing this song tonight, because it's a song about the rugby internationals that happen this time of year, every year. There's the Six Nations Tournament. So the Six Nations Tournament is Wales, Ireland, Scotland, France, Italy, and England. Sorry, I got to apologize to my wife because she's English. But they play a round-robin tournament, right? And this last weekend, Ireland won the championship. They narrowly beat England. Wales were third. So it's very appropriate to sing a rugby-themed song, I think, tonight. So what Max's, a lot of his songs are about the road trips that go with the international games. And for Welsh people, every 2 years, there's a pilgrimage to London for the Wales-England game, because it's in Wales 1 year and it's in England the following year. And it's kind of like the Hajj, you know, it's a pilgrimage that every Welsh male has to make at least once in their life. And this song is the story of one of these road trips. Excuse me, I'm going to move this a bit. And typically you go up on the Friday night on the train overnight, and then you go to the game on the Saturday, and then you get out in the West End, and you come back really late. So the the song is called Hymns and Arias. And in fact, when Max first wrote it back in the 70s, it became a kind of unofficial anthem, and it gets sung at all the rugby games by the Welsh crowd. And until you've heard this sung by 60,000 people in four-part harmony, a cappella, you haven't heard anything. And if you ever get a chance to go to a Wales rugby game, you should do that just to hear it. Now I've said before that, and some of you heard me say this, that, you know, four-part harmony is an endemic disease in the pubs in Wales. So I'm trying to spread that disease around a bit. So I would really welcome you singing on the chorus on this. It's a very easy chorus. I'll teach you in a minute. And, you know, feel free to sing harmony on it as well. So the song is Hymns and Arias. And the chorus goes like this. And we were singing hymns and arias, land of my fathers, Ar Hyd y Nos. And Ar Hyd y Nos is all through the night in Welsh. Oh, which reminds me. So this song actually is in multiple languages, because it's in British English and Welsh English and Welsh. And most of you speak American English, right? So there's a few words in it that have potential to cause confusion and or offense. So I'll kind of try to do little verbal footnotes as I go along. So, you know, when there's a word that means something different, I'll try and fill in on that, okay? And I'm going to start it on the chorus, and I'll just get myself a note here. One thing I learned tonight, I haven't been singing very long. You shouldn't eat cheese nachos right before you sing, because I'm down like two full steps from where I thought I was going to be singing. So just give me a second here. Let's see. All right, they'll do. So here's the chorus. And we were singing hymns and arias, land of my fathers, Argidanos. So I'll expect you to get that next time round, okay? We paid our weekly shillings for that January trip. A long weekend in London, aye, without a bit of kip. That's sleep. There's a seat reserved for beer by the boys from Abercan. There's beer, pontoon, blackjack, crisps, chips, and fags, cigarettes, and a croak in Calon Lan. And we were singing hymns and arias, land of my fathers, Argidanos. Into Paddington we did roll with an empty crate of ale. Will has lost at cards, and now his Western Mail's for sale. But Will is very happy, though his money all has gone, 'cause he's swapped 5 photos of his wife for one of Barry John. And he was singing hymns and arias, land of my fathers, Argidanos. We told the guard that we're from Wales and asked, is Twickers far? Twickers is Twickenham, where they play the game. He said, man, you could take a 48 bus. But it isn't very far. On the bus was boys from Bliner who had been to see the Queen. So we had a quick gamampha, sing song. 'Twas the greatest London scene. And we were singing hymns and arias, land of my fathers, Argidanos. We got to Twickers early and were jostled in the crowd. Waved our leeks and dragons, looked for toilets all around. So many there we could not budge, twisted legs and pale. I'm ashamed we used a bottle that once held bitter ale. But we were singing hymns and arias, land of my fathers, Argidanos. Wales defeated England. Yeah! Whoops. Wreck the place. That's my favorite line. I'm going to sing that one again. Wales defeated England in a fast and open game. We sang Cwm Rhondda and Delilah. Damn, they sounded both the same. We sympathised with an Englishman whose team was doomed to fail. So we gave him that old bottle that once held bitter ale. Ah, what a tech, fair play. He started singing hymns and arias, land of my fathers, Argidanos. So it's down to Soho for the night, to the girls with the shiny beads, and the short, short skirts and makeup on, and our evil minds and deeds. One call to Will from a doorway dark, damn, she didn't have much on. But Will knew what she wanted, aye, his photo of Barry John, 'cause she was singing hymns and arias, land of my fathers, Argidanos. And we were singing hymns and arias, land of my fathers, Argidanos. Thank you. The Achenbauer. Thank you.
It's been 10 years since I've been to Wales. Hey, who do they root for in Oswestry? Andy. Nice job. Nice shirt. Who do they root for in Oswestry? Yeah. They root for Wales. I heard them rooting for England during World Cup in 2004. Or was it Euro Cup?